This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:19 in the morning. You're listening to The Morning Run with Kusu Chuang, Tan Chun Li, and myself, Shazana Mokhtar. In the meantime, we're turning our attention on the persistent scourge of child marriage. Now, Datuk Sri Rina Harun, the Women, Family and Community Development Minister, said that the government has no plans to ban underage marriage, but remains committed to curb the practice in the country. She mentioned that causes of underage marriage cannot be addressed only through legislative change, but what's also needed is education, advocacy, health, the strengthening of family institutions, as well as socioeconomic support for the public.
And that the ministry will set up talks with states' Islamic religious councils as setting up a minimum wage for Muslim marriages falls under the purview of respective states. But currently, only Selangor has amended the minimum legal marriage age for Muslims to 18 years old, while seven other states have yet to agree on this matter. So if not through the amendment of law, how else can we prevent child marriages from happening?
So for some thoughts on this, we speak to Mira Samanther, women's rights activist and lawyer, as well as former president of the Women's Aid Organization. Mira, good morning. Thank you very much for joining us today. Maybe we can start with just getting an idea of the scale of the issue, yeah? What's the incidence of child marriage in Malaysia? And has this been exacerbated by the pandemic?
Good morning, everyone. Let me look at it first globally. Globally, 12 million girls under 18 are married off every year. And that really translates to a girl every 3 seconds, which is equivalent to 23 girls every minute. So that's globally. Let's look at child marriages in Malaysia. Census for the year 2000 showed that 1.2% of married women were between the ages of 15 to 19. That was in 2000. So that is an estimate of 6,800 girls below 15. Then in 2010, the numbers of married women increased to 1.4%. Okay, then let's go to during pandemic. During pandemic, January to September 2020, there were 543 marriage applications, out of which 520 were Muslims, 23 other religion. And then in 2021, there were 692 applications for marriage and 445 teenagers got registered. Out of the 692 applications, 445 were approved. And out of the 445, 411 were girls that got married and who stopped their education. So then we ask ourselves, why is it that during pandemic, the number of child marriages increase? Quite simply because families struggle with financial support, you know, businesses are lost, parents lose their jobs, job security. So what do families do? Their families marry off their daughter to reduce their financial burden. So it's basically one less child to feed. So that's what happens during pandemic. The girl child is lost out and the girl child loses the right to education.
Yeah.
And is it in the best interest of the child?
Yeah. So the government has said that they will not ban child marriage as legislative change is not alone sufficient to curb the practice. Do you agree with this viewpoint?
I don't agree. I think we really need to set the minimum age of marriage at 18 without any exceptions. But I know there are many players involved in making this effective. I mean, we're looking at civil law marriage, law reform. We're looking at state jurisdiction, the Sharia jurisdiction in different states. And you're right, Selangor is the only one. And then we're looking at adat laws in Orang Asli, in the peninsula, Sabah and Sarawak. There are many. But let's look at it. What is in the best interest of the child? If you have an age of majority increase, like how when you enter contracts, any commercial contracts, you've got to be 18. And federal law has made that. And marriage is sort of a contract of marriage also. So we have to look what is in the best interest of the child. And yes, I agree, legal reform is not just the only way we have to go. We have to start with legal reform. And then I think what the PH government had started with the national strategic plan, the five-year plan that they had, were about to implement before things, the government changed. I think that is also a good plan. But we really need to look at law reform. For me, that is the way forward. Because if you look...
Yes. But what do you think is the biggest hurdles when it comes to changing the law on child marriage? Why haven't we done it yet? Why haven't we achieved it yet?
It's the political will, because we are looking at... the government needs a political will. We are looking at different players at work. The Sharia jurisdiction, the civil law, I don't think should be a problem. Amending the Law Reform and Marriage Act. It's, I think, the state jurisdiction and the adat, the customary laws. We look at, actually, Sarawak, I think, had, was it Sabah or Sarawak had the biggest, highest figure during pandemic. So we're looking at different states also. But I think also that, I think religious leaders must also take the lead in reforming towards abolishing child marriage. They have to step up and push for reform. So it is many players involved, and that is one of the big challenges. But of course, then you ask the question, why do they marry off their children? It is to do with poverty. Mm. I mean, we look at the low household income. So we really need to increase we need an effective social protection. And we need to support B40 households. I mean, that is the key. And it goes hand in hand. If you don't have education, you cannot eradicate poverty. Mm. So it's a multi-sectoral approach. You need the Ministry of Education to come in also to have access to sexual reproductive health education. I think that is key. And we need parenting skills. Mm. We need to tell the parents, our families, that it is a stigma. You cannot have your child married off. Mm. And we need to address social norms of child marriage and with the various parties.
Mira, I absolutely agree with you. I think legal reform is paramount, but it has to come also in tandem with all these other elements of life in order for child marriage to be eradicated fully. At the same time, we are seeing, you know, we still don't see that that united front from religious leaders or communities or some parts of the community. You know, they still see child marriage as acceptable. What do you think are the biggest misconceptions about child marriage that need to be addressed in order to change societal mindsets more fully?
I think the respect for a girl child, I think that is the biggest mindset that needs to change. You can't just sell off, basically, you know, send off your girl child. You're willing to sacrifice your girl child. And that has... I don't think parents want to actually ultimately do that. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to poverty... the B40 households have that problem. And how do you help your own family? I mean, I think it's also to do with education. The fact that you're willing to put out your girl child at such a young age where she has not even reached the age of understanding what marriage is all about. So if you ask in terms of hierarchy, which is the biggest challenge, there are several challenges that needs to be done immediately. And I think the biggest challenge is law reform first. Needs to be done simultaneously with the strategic plan. And, you know, we keep talking about the strategic plan. I don't know whether even in 20 years we will implement it. I'm really tired of hearing, we will do this, we will do that. I mean, just implement now, start it, and not start another 10 years or 20 years. And in the meantime, the child suffers. And how many more children will suffer?
Mira, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning. That was Mira Samantar, women's rights activist and lawyer. She was also the former president of the Women's Aid Organization, talking to us about the issue of child marriage in Malaysia, how prevalent it is. I mean, the statistics she was mentioning earlier, it is still increasing every year, and including during this pandemic. And she cited poverty as one of the key, I suppose, drivers of this practice, why it's still continuing, and just the need to deal with that as well. In addition to setting that norm that child marriage is not legally acceptable.
Yeah, these are all manifestations of poor economic productivity, an underperforming economy, and poor policy. Because if we don't have enough money in our pockets, we're going to do drastic things.
7:29 in the morning. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.